Calvin Harris, Jazzy and Satisfy here on Spin. Summer's number one hit music station. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona, but Emma and Marty for the next few days. What is the crack? I mentioned on the show, actually I didn't mention on the show anything, but I was just mentioning to you guys that I was making dinner last night. Jack in our house, he's just really, really good at cooking. He really enjoys it. Like, he loves nothing more. I go off to work on a Sunday. I'm like, any plans? What are you going to get up to? He's like, I'm going to cook for the week.
And he, for the week?
Not for the full week. Sorry, I lie. But like, he'd be on it. You know, yeah. He'd have a recipe in his head. He's the kind of guy, for example, who won't go for a jar of pasta sauce. He'll make his own pasta sauce.
Is he the kind of guy then who hates a microwave bowl meal?
Oh my God, that just wouldn't be him.
Really?
It just wouldn't be him ever. Not at all, no.
Yeah.
He cooks really well. He's really good at it. Everything he makes tastes amazing. So 90% of the time, he does the cooking, right? Grand. But I felt a bit bad the other day because he obviously had his boxing match on Saturday night. On Sunday, I was like, do you want to get a chip for later? And he was like, oh, I don't know. And I was like, well, it's kind of like well overdue my turn to cook. So like, I'd like to purchase the chipper. And he was like, right, grand, fair enough. But then yesterday, I was like, just be nice and actually like make dinner for once, because I never do. So that was grand. Stopped on the way home from work. I ChatGPT'd a recipe. I was like, something tasty but like good for you and whatever, tell me what I need to get in the shop. Like, cooking is not my thing, right? Yeah. So tell me a list of everything I need. Exactly.
Yeah.
So I stopped off at the shop. Now, if you know me well listening to the show, you'd have to listen to the show every single day, which some people do. I've mentioned this a few times. One of my worst phobias in the world is raw meat.
Oh.
I really struggle with it. I hate it.
What do you mean?
I don't like touching it.
Okay.
Okay.
All so raw meat. Like, as in, it's not just chicken or it's not just beef. It's literally, once it's meat and it's raw.
Once it's meat and it's raw, it really freaks me out.
Got you. Yeah. Okay.
Right. The worst of all is chicken or prawns. I don't like touching prawns. They're weird. Right?
Really?
When it's raw.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
So yesterday, I'm in the shop. I'm picking up the bits I need. I get home. And I'm bringing the bag of food. And I'm such a freak that like in the shop, I'll have to separate the meats from everything else.
Oh,
so I have a bag that's just for the meat. And then everything else, so I can't touch it, goes into a bag on its own. So I'm picking up the bag of the meat from the car and bringing it inside. And as I'm kind of rooting at the front door to get it, whatever, I look down. And the chicken breasts have opened.
Oh, no. So this is a packet of chicken breasts.
This is a packet of chicken.
So the chicken has actually fallen out of the...
One breast was just lying at the bottom of the bag.
Oh, no.
Wait,
you
then looked,
sort of hand in and scoop it.
Oh, no. There was chicken juice on my jeans.
Oh, guys. No. We just had a lovely conversation about lasagna.
I don't know if I can ever eat chicken again. I was absolutely
sorry.
Horrible.
Wait a sec. I just hit the chicken juice leaked out of the bag onto your jeans.
Onto my jeans.
Oh, lovely.
So I was then there being like, I'm contaminated. Someone could die from whatever that chicken disease is from me.
Salmonella.
Seamus, the dog was there. I was like, get away from me. I don't know what to do. It was awful. I went straight to the bin. And then as a result, the other meat I had, which was just turkey steaks, I was like, they're contaminated. I'm not washing that. They're like, all the juice was everywhere. I had to put both straight into the black bin. Sorry now.
You did not.
Come at me.
Emma.
Come at me all you want.
No, boo.
I never waste food, but in this case, I couldn't
cope. That's terrible.
I then had to strip, keep the dog away from me, put all my clothes on. I was naked in the kitchen. I was like, what if it touched? Maybe it got through and got to my knickers. I don't know. I'm not taking that risk. Stripped down to the nip.
Do you think chicken juice is like acidic or something?
I'm so scared of salmonella. I will when I actually am cooking, I overcook chicken so much to the point that it's like the driest thing in the world. Yeah, I'm so scared poisoning someone.
I do get that, but still, the chicken juice is, go on.
Straight into the washing machine, 60 degree wash. The jeans are probably shrunk by now. And I just had to go straight for a shower. I was almost like, oh my God. Like, I'd say I'm raw from how much I scrub myself.
So, Claire, I'm really worried now about Jack. And did he get his dinner?
He did. I was a really brave girl.
Oh,
I was a really brave
girl. You
were
so brave.
And I went again.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And I brought a separate bag, like within my bag for life, to wrap the chicken
in. Okay, yeah.
But I'm sorry, I think we're kind of taking a bit of a risk with the chicken with just the tinfoil on top.
No, Emma.
It's a bit risky.
You just said that you're a brave girl. You got to be brave again, okay? You got this. We're proud of you for going back and picking.
Anyone saw me yesterday standing in the kitchen, like nearly crying, bag naked, going like, ah!
Yeah, someone looking through the window.
Disgusting.